Good morning. Doing some remodeling this spring? While the internet is a useful source to find info and inspiration, there's nothing like face-to-face. So bundle up, come on down here, and see us at the Old House, New House Home Show this morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show is broadcasting live till 10 right here at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Here's your host for the next 3 hours, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hi, everybody. Today's live broadcast from the Old House, New House Home Show is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company. Schedule your appointment at cleanfireplace.com. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware. We have a nice group of people already out here this morning at, my gosh, at 7:12 in the morning. I said off the air that I would love to think it's because of me, but you're all here because the food is free. Yeah, look, everybody kind of mumbles, oh, really, yeah, that's why it is free. Ernie, we got a microphone on these people so that we can hear them or no? We do, right? We got a little shotgun mic that they can, not that they have to talk, just so we know they're here. Because my wife always gets very nervous that we can't, yeah, okay. She's always like, it doesn't sound like anybody's there. Well, everybody tell my wife that you're all here. Say, hi, Mary Beth. There you go. So she always gets nervous. Lindsay and I drove from Chicago this morning to come out here, and we left last night. But anyway, thank you so much. Actually, the roads are not bad, right? I mean, they talked about all this stuff, but the main roads coming out here were pretty nice. And so if you're going to come out to the home show, this is really kind of it's not just because the promoter is here, but it is the preeminent home show of the Chicagoland area. And this particular one, if you're getting ready for any kind of spring remodeling or you're thinking about buying any kind of products for your home, then this is the one to come to. It's open today and tomorrow, and you can come right into the Pheasant Run. There's plenty of free parking, and we'll be talking with some of our sponsors that are also here as well. We're going to be talking a little bit later on with the folks from Lindeman Chimney Company and also the folks from Green Tea Services that were sponsoring this broadcast as well. We've got a super cool Noodaloo 2 that ironically is a snow shovel. How about that for timing, right? I know. And then we'll be talking with those sponsors, as I mentioned before. Real quick, good morning, if they're still there, I hear Andy Mazur's voice this morning. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How are you? I'm sorry I'm not with you this morning.
Yeah, I come into the studio on a Saturday, and you're out on remote. Those people are so lucky to have you there.
And I understand, if I'm reading all the information right, that you will now be doing sports on Sundays?
That is correct. This is a new thing, and I'll be taking part in Dean's show and the Sunday Spin as well. But I'm glad to be here with you today.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you as well. Sorry I'm not there in person. And Domati, good morning to you, my friend. Domati's not there. Well, good morning
to
Domati.
I'll say hello for him.
You'll say hello? Hi, Domati.
Hey.
Good doing? Morning.
Hey.
Good, because her impersonation of you, Domati, was not good. It's not good at all. We got to figure out, Domati, how to get you out on one of these remotes.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. I like breakfast. I like free food.
I know you like free food. I know that you do. We had some amazing free food last week, right?
Oh, we did.
That chicken and what was it called? Chicken chop?
Chicken chop.
Chop shop? Chicken shop was really good.
It was amazing. Chicken and waffles. Oh my goodness.
I brought some. My wife is out of town, and so I brought some of the food home to my 16-year-old son. And I go, hey, I got this amazing burger for you for lunch. And I gave it to him, and he goes, that is the best burger I ever had in my life. And that, for a 16-year-old kid to say that, that's amazing.
I'm a vegetarian, and I took a bite of it. And
it was very good.
So good.
Very good. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's the number you call to ask any kind of question that you have in and around your home. We're here until 10 o'clock, so we're still taking your calls. If any of you folks out here in the audience have a question, we have a microphone that we can pass out as well to you to ask any of those questions as well. The snow that has come obviously has created it woke us all up, right, because it's the first really snow event that we've had all season long, and it seems like there's going to be more snow coming today as well. So the thing that I would tell you from an advice standpoint is you've heard me talk about this liquid snow shovel, or liquid calcium chloride. And this is a product that you can buy in a giant jug and put into a spray bottle. And when you know a snow event is coming, like we know more snow is going to come this afternoon, if you go outside right now and you spray this on your walkway and your driveway, it's going to keep that next round of snow from sticking. And it's going to make your shoveling so much more easier. And you don't have that granules, and in particular if you have pets, that you always worry about them getting on their hands, or their paws, rather. This is something that they won't track into the house. You're still going to wipe their paws off because there is, you know, it is a liquid. But when it gets absorbed into the surface, whether it's your asphalt or your concrete or your pavers, it won't damage them, but it'll have residual value. So after you use it a couple times, you'll notice that you don't have to put as much down, and everybody's walkways will be all covered in snow and it looks like they didn't do anything, and yours going to look like you live in Miami Beach. It'll really be something else. So check that out. The liquid calcium chloride would be great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our first caller this morning is Sue. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I feel like I call you once a month now.
Do you? Sue, hey, Sue, I thought I told you never to call here again.
Oh, Lou.
I'm kidding. Well,
I bought this townhome, and it's on a cement or concrete slab, whatever. Now, our gas bills are so high, and I'm feeling on the outer walls, I'm feeling a huge draft down at the baseboard where it meets the floor. It's just like it's an open window. And I'm wondering what I could do, if I could caulk. I've never caulked before, and I don't know how it would look if they make clear caulking.
They do. So here's what I would do. Have you ever decorated a cake?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then you can caulk.
It's been a long time ago,
Yeah, right. How about some baking? How about more baking? Baking's good. It's good for the soul.
Okay.
Can you bake at all? Like a long time ago, you said you decorated a cake. Do you bake at all?
Not anymore. I haven't for a long time.
All right, I'm just trying to help you, Sue. I mean, you know, you call once a month. I'm trying to expand your horizons. A little bit of baking. Look, if you go online,
I'm going to start baking cookies.
You can find my wife's scone recipe online. Just search Mary Beth Manfredini's scone recipe. It's the greatest.
Okay.
They're the easiest scones to make. She makes them for our kids all the time.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. That's all the time we have now. No, okay, your problem. Okay, so you're going to go buy a tube of clear acrylic caulking. And then you're going to take a broom and you're going to brush away the floor and you're going to clean it up and then take a damp rag, like a microfiber pad, and just along the baseboard where the baseboard meets the floor and where the baseboard meets the wall, you're just going to wipe that down. Damp rag. Damp microfiber rag. So then it's dry. Then you're going to take that acrylic caulk, and you're going to squeeze it, and you're going to caulk along the edge where the baseboard meets the floor, and then you'll take your finger, and you'll lightly come across it and make it nice and smooth. It will dry in 12 hours or so. You won't see the clear caulking.
Okay.
And it will eliminate the drafts that you're feeling at that baseboard. And quite frankly, anybody that has any kind of draft down at the baseboard should be doing this, because you will be amazed at the difference. And you, typically what you can't see is in your townhome or an existing home, that drywall that's behind the trim is about a half of an inch above the floor.
Yeah.
And so there's a piece of wood behind it, but the draft, it creates a little channel. There's like literally a little channel, and the air can circulate through there, and then it comes out, and that's why you're feeling that draft. Because when they hang drywall, they use this little almost like a teeter-totter, where they kick the drywall up to push it up, and then they screw it in, and there's that little gap there, which is why you feel the draft.
Okay.
Got
that
it?
That sounds great. All righty, I got it.
Listen, when you call next month, I want you to tell me about the scones.
Okay. How do you, Mary Beth, what do I get?
Manfredini. Just type in Mary Beth Manfredini's scones, and you'll get the recipe.
Okay. Sounds good.
Use blueberries.
Blueberries, okay.
Thank you, Sue.
I'm writing all this down, you know.
Thank you very much for calling.
And now, back to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's my girl. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here live at the Old House, New House Home Show, being brought to you by Lindeman Chimney Company. Schedule your appointment at cleanfireplace.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk to you about this awesome shovel that I'm holding up for the audience right here. And the people that are on the radio, you'll just have to keep listening. And then I will describe this awesome shovel right here, made in the USA in Utah by a very energetic young lady and her staff, I'm sure. I don't think she just does it. If you come on out to the live broadcast this morning, you get free breakfast. And you also get a ticket to come to the home show. We're here in the New Orleans room, and I hear the food is delicious. And the coffee's yummy as well. And this home show out here is awesome. You get to see all kinds of contractors, vendors, and service providers that are all in one spot. And you can ask them all kinds of questions. So if you're thinking about replacing your windows, you can probably get a two or three different window guys out here that tell you different stories, and then you can decide for yourself who you want to hire. But that's the benefit of doing these home shows and coming here, because you can really, it's a great place to do your homework. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone right now. Rosemary, who's in Chicago. Rosemary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, and early Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
I have a problem. I always have a problem.
All right.
I have a toilet at the very bottom. There's this yellow, like a stain, that's hard like a rock. And I've been trying to get rid of it. I've tried, those things that you put for false teeth, I heard you put that and let it soak. That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I tried scraping the hell out of it, and that isn't working either. I was wondering,
what's the stuff for false teeth called? Pepsodent, right? No, what's it called? No, what's it called? What is it?
That stuff that fizzes that you put.
You put the tooth like Alka-Seltzer. Effordent, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I don't think it works on the toilet. Okay, so this is in the toilet bowl.
Yes, at the
And is the toilet bowl like the white? Is the toilet bowl white? Okay. And,
yeah. And yellow.
Have you ever heard of this young broadcaster we got working at WGN Radio? This kid is just starting out. His name is Orion Samuelson. You ever heard of him?
Oh, Lord.
He's new.
I'm 80 years old, so yes, I've heard.
You heard of him. He just started. He just came out of broadcasting school. I think the kid's out of Wisconsin. I think he's got a bright future ahead of him. But so Orion, if you hear him talk about a product called Wink Products. Wink.
Wink.
Wink, like Happy Valentine's Day. Wink. Got it?
Okay.
Wink makes a toilet bowl cleaner in a brown bottle. For a white toilet only, that will get that stain out for you. Follow the instructions on the bottle. If the Wink doesn't get it out, it's not coming out.
Okay.
But it's really, really good stuff. So you can find it at a grocery store, or a hardware store will have it. And the hardware store will have it for sure. Little brown bottle, follow the instructions, and it'll work great.
I love you.
I love you more. Happy Valentine's Day. I appreciate you calling this morning. By the way, here's a little quick little, you want to do like a little inside. Don't you like the little inside stuff? Wink was a family-owned company out of where?
Oh,
remember?
Iowa.
What's the name of that? Ooh, look, we have lights. Thank you so much. I was thinking I was like coming near the end, like, Elizabeth, this is the big one. That's what I thought. It was so dark. They were in Eldora, Iowa, and you got that joke, didn't you? He's like, yeah, right, a little red fox there. They just got purchased by Rust-Oleum. Rust-Oleum bought the whole line of Wink family products. So it's a local company buying a local company. I like that. All right. My name's Lou Manfredini. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on WGN Radio. We're live at Pheasant Run at the Old House, New House Home Show. We'll be back right after this.
It's cold out there, Chicago, but you're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. Got a question for Lou?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Now's the time to call in with any and all of your home improvement questions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Especially if you've got a little cabin fever.
Here's Johnny.
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show. We're live at the Old House, New House Home Show, and it's sponsored by Green Tea Home Services, all the indoor and outdoor home services you need with one phone call. You know, people, until I turn the light off, okay, the Mike Jakubowski Memorial Applause sign, yeah, we got to keep it going. This is like being on the Ellen Show, right? It's just like it. I know, I cracked myself up. All right, into the audience right now, the very awake audience. Ma'am, what's your name? Where are you from? Nice hat.
Thank you. I like my Lou Manfredini hat.
What is your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jane. I'm from Sugar Grove, and this is my husband.
What's his name?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? Jane and Jeff. Did you take a picture of her asking the question with your phone? She'll want that. And then
No. We'll
take a picture, too.
No? I'm not that kind of person.
Really?
Yeah, just that's
right.
Not my thing.
Fine, I'm
going to
take a picture of you answer the question. Go ahead.
Okay. We have the mystery of the water heater that won't warm things up when it's cold. We are on our second water heater, and both the old one and the new one, when it gets very cold out, it does not keep the water, it doesn't work.
Wait, now Jane is handing the microphone over to Jeff because he's going to give me more information. Okay, wait. So these are tanked water heaters. You live in a home with city water?
No. Yes, we have city water, but we also have pictures so you can see. That's one of the reasons we're here.
We also have pictures of the water heater? I know what it looks like. I mean, did you do something like decoupage on the outside or what?
No. It's my guess is there's something wrong with the piping, and specifically the piping on the exterior.
Okay, hold on. Oh, no, I like this. This is good. We're going to figure this out. Okay, so when it's cold, so like in a day like today, you could shower no problem.
No.
A day like today, 28 degrees.
Right.
There's no hot water.
Unless I turn it up all the way.
You turn the thermostat up all the way?
Yes.
On the water heater?
Yes.
And this is a brand new water heater within a couple of years?
10, 12 months.
Okay. On a really cold day.
And it also occurred in our old water heater.
I'm thinking, you're not listening to public radio, I'm just thinking. Okay, keep going.
The old water heater was replaced because it was the gas company's fault. The gas, we weren't getting enough gas to the house. And so...
this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that there is some piece of, in your gas line on the outside, there is something that when it freezes, it's pinching... It's pinching the gas line, and it's reducing the pressure to the system, and that's why it isn't working. So, in other words, on a 70-degree day in the spring, we shower no problem, or hot water no problem.
Right.
This is very interesting. How old is your house?
10 years old.
10 years old. And 10 years old, like new construction 10 years ago.
Yes.
And so they probably ran a flex line from their service tap to you, and there is a twist or something in that line in the ground. What does the gas company say? Like when the gas company said they were going to replace this, it's our fault. What did they say?
They replaced it, and it worked fine.
But they didn't do anything to the gas line.
No, they dug outside or replaced whatever needed to be replaced.
Oh, they did?
They said the problem was at that point there's a trip. If there's an overload of gas, there's some part that comes and it'll stop it so that the gas doesn't shoot into the house and explode.
They replaced that?
Yes, they did. 2 years ago, I remember exactly. It was my birthday in January.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
When was your birthday?
January 17th.
Oh, very nice. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so hold on. So 2 years ago when we replaced this thing, did we have hot water for 2 years? They keep handing the microphone back and forth.
We had hot water.
It's like the dating game. Okay, go ahead.
We had hot water when it was warm. When it got cold.
So even when they did this, it still did this problem?
Oh, no, it was fixed. It was done. It was fixed.
So for 2 years, we were fine.
Right.
So this trip thing that they put in there is a faulty system. That's what it is. Whatever that thing is that failed 8 years ago, failed again.
So we still need to test the gas coming in when everything's running. Because we got two furnaces.
Right. You don't lose heat, right?
No.
Okay.
But we did originally when there was a problem.
And so let me ask you this. Do you know if you have a high recovery water heater? Any idea? How big is it? 40 gallon, 50 gallon?
It's 50 gallon, high efficiency. It's got the blower.
It's high efficiency. So here's my guess. Okay, two furnaces, right?
Right.
All right. The reason this is happening is your furnaces are both running, okay? Then that kicks on. So your furnaces are probably operating anywhere from about 80,000 to 100,000 BTUs, each of them, okay? I mean, that's probably about right. So when they're both running, you're pulling in 200,000 BTUs. That water heater kicks on, and it kicks on, and it's drawing somewhere around 60,000 BTUs. And you're like trying to suck 55 gallons of water through a straw from Burger King. Now, if it was a straw from McDonald's, as we all know, they're bigger straws. So your straw of your gas line coming to the house, I think you have two issues. I think that whatever that device is that they put in is faulty, and I don't think you have a big enough meter.
They replaced the meter to the biggest one they
did.
Yeah.
Then it's got to be this device. It's got to be this, that cutoff device, what that's for, they use those devices in earthquake areas, like in Los Angeles, that if the gas line were to break, like at the house, you know, if there was an earthquake, it cuts the gas line service off so that it doesn't shoot into the house and create a gas fire. So these things, when we hear these explosions, like a natural gas explosion in the house, that's a cutoff. It should be before the meter.
Yeah, it is before the meter. Could this whole system be really affected by other houses being built in your area?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. The gas service in your house is a lot like the electric service, right? Mm-hmm. We're dumping all this electricity into the grid, right? And then we siphon it off. And the whole idea is we hope to keep it full so that when you siphon it off, that's not the case. That gas line that runs in the city street is this giant pipe,
yeah,
right? And it's full of gas. And you're just taking, even though when I say 200,000 BTUs, 60,000 BTUs, that's a lot, it's pale by comparison the amount of volume of gas that's in there.
Right.
And the next question, I guess, would be, do you have neighbors that you're friendly with?
Yes.
And do they have this problem?
No.
No.
Just us.
Right. You're special.
Yes.
Yeah. I think what it is there's a couple ways to go. You could get a licensed plumber to come out and put a pressure tester on that gas line. Actually, the gas company should do this at no charge, right? They've done that, right? And the problem is they need to test it. You know, you need to test it now. The fact that you have no hot water, that new system, that gas valve on new water heaters is highly sensitive from a safety perspective. If it doesn't sense the right amount of gas pressure coming into it, it will shut itself down, which is why you're not getting hot water. Now, here's the flip side. You could switch to an electric water heater and eliminate that problem. Is it just the two of you in the house? Yeah. So, I mean, it's about the same cost as far as to operate. You know, it's really...
Right.
It's really pretty, and you could eliminate it. But this is a gas, that valve, that cutoff valve they're putting is faulty, and they need to put it. What I would do is go back to the gas company and say, I'm having the same problem. I need a different manufacturer of that cutoff to be installed. And it should be no charge to you.
Okay, thanks. And, you know, that snow shovel you have up there looks amazing.
Yeah.
So what company is that again?
You'll just have to wait. It's part of our Noodaloo 2. Come on. You know what it's called? It's called a tease, but thank you very much. All right, so don't go anywhere.
What's fascinating about, you know, what makes you amazing is this is the exact same thing the gas company said to us 2 years ago, and we just didn't put the two and two together again, that the thing would be faulty again.
Right. It's faulty. It's just a mechanical switch. And your husband's done with us. He just walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done. He just got up and says, I'm done. I'm going to go get some breakfast. Fine, you dragged me out here, whatever. He didn't give me any more information than I already knew. No, but you're right. I mean, the thing we have to remember is all that stuff is mechanical, and stuff can be bad. And I think it's just a bad mechanical switch that needs to be replaced.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
Yeah, it needs work. Is your house new? Probably needs work, too. Good thing we're here. The Mr. Fix-It Show is broadcasting live from the Old House, New House Home Show at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Yes, our broadcast is being sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company. Schedule your appointment at cleanfireplace.com. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. And by Fox Home Center, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're going to do our Noodaloo 2 in just a second. You know the couple that was just here talking about their gas problem? And I forgot to say Beano would be good. They had to leave because they called the gas company. The gas company's on their way.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that something? It reminds me of my father-in-law he got this bill from he lives in the city, and he got this bill from the city that said, we noticed that your water meter was running continuously, one of these new smart meters, for 2 hours on January 1st. Okay? So for 2 hours continuously, his water was running, and there may be a leak in the city. You know, if it's on your property, you have to fix it, blah, 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 this long letter. And so, you know, of course, is concerned because even in the bill they say, and whatever water you used, you got to pay for it, essentially, right? So I went over there and looked, you know, at the house, and you know, he lives in an older home, like built in the 1800s, and I'm asking him some questions. I've been in this house, you know, for the past 30 years, but I'm looking at all the pipes, and I'm putting my hands on the pipes, and he says to me, well, the water meter's out in the street. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. In the city, they're all in the house. No, 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 it's in the street. Well, sure enough, in his neighborhood, they have a vault, and it's in the parkway and where they have this thing. So I'm looking, and I can't quite find anything. He's just explaining to me, and he goes, well, actually, you know, he hosted New Year's Eve with some friends, and he was up late doing the dishes, and perhaps it was just him using the water. But I said, let's call the water company, have the letter, and I go through the whole dee-doo-dot, you know, on the phone, and I'm dialing, and if you have a question about this, dial 7, beep, you know, I'm waiting, and if you haven't, I'm going, get all the way through to the very end where it's like, if you have a question about your smart meter, press 7, beep, and they say, sorry, we're having technical difficulties, right? So you go through the whole thing for like 10 minutes, and then there's nothing. So I go, let me take the letter, and let me figure this out. So as I'm driving back home, I go, I'm going to call the city again. In Chicago, you can dial this 311. So I say, 311, you know, how can we help you? I go, we have a water leak. They were there the next day, just like the Nicor gas people. So they were there marking everything out. You tell them they got a water leak, and then they're going to come out and take a look at it, right, as opposed to trying to go the whole thing. I'm not advocating that you do that, okay? But there's an old Italian saying, onesto si, ma stupido no. Anybody? Be honest, but don't be stupid. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Barb, who's in Arlington Heights. Hi, Barb. You're on WGN. Thank you so much for hanging on. How can I help you?
Hi, Lou. We've noticed lately in our upstairs tub, when I run the water, it gets kind of rusty looking, and then it runs clear. And then downstairs, we live in a tri-level, I noticed that there's kind of like an orangey residue along the bottom, but I don't see orange-looking water coming out of it. I don't see orange water coming out of any of the faucets, and I called the village and asked them to come out, and they were very nice, and they came out and took a look, and he said, I don't see what the problem is. I don't see why this is happening. Maybe there's something in your walls. And he went in the crawl space. He said, well, you have all copper pipes everywhere. So he made me not use any of the water in the showers for 24 hours, start it up again on cold, and see if it was clear, which it was. And now he said, well, I don't know, maybe we should change out your water meter. That might help. Or maybe you just need a new hot water tank. So I'm kind of like, I don't know where to go from here.
Okay, and so it only comes on the hot water side.
Not necessarily. It's
but it's only in the up. Okay, but it's only in the upstairs bathroom that you notice this?
It seems mostly concentrated in the upstairs bathroom.
And through in the tub or in the vanity?
In the tub.
Okay. My guess is it is a valve. And tell me about the valve that you have. Is it a single handle, tool handle?
In the tub here, it's a single handle.
Okay. So here's what I would do. I would shut the main water valve off. I would remove that valve cartridge that is inside that faucet.
Okay.
And I would shine a little flashlight inside that little hole that you're going to see. It's probably going to be a brass-bodied valve system.
Okay.
They make a little tool called a honing device, but you could probably... how am I going to have you do this? If you took a Scotch-Brite pad, okay, like a green Scotch-Brite pad, and you took a pair of scissors and you cut it so that it's just a little bit thicker than the hole that you now took the cartridge out of.
Okay.
And you kind of spin it inside there dry, and you put it in there and you spin it back and forth, round and round and round, to kind of clean that all up. Then after you do that, take that cartridge to the hardware store and say, I need one of these.
Okay.
My guess is you've got a valve body that's, you know, at the end of its life, and you're getting a little contact with some piece of metal that's inside there that isn't brass, or could be something that's corroded over time that's causing that discoloration. And that could be the same when you said in that lower level. Is there a bathroom down there as well?
Yes, there's. Okay. It's just a shower in that bathroom.
Right. So try this. That valve insert's going to cost you $20.
Okay.
So try that. If it improves, do the same thing in the basement.
Okay.
All right. Hang on a second, because for hanging on so long, we're going to send you. Do you have any carpeting in your home?
I do.
I'm going to change your life. Three rooms carpet cleaning from our friends at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. Hang on a second, and we will send you that information. All right, let's do a break. And when we come back, we're going to do our Noodaloo 2, which is an amazing snow shovel that comes from Utah. Sorry.
You're late.
I was an old friend showed up. You all probably remember Leslie Kiling, who was on WGN Radio for many, many years. She joins us up on stage. And I understand you work with Kennedy Home Productions.
I do.
What do you do for them?
I'm helping organize the show this year.
Very nice. And your husband is a longtime contractor.
He is.
And still is.
We had done the show here for about 25
many, many years. The two of you have worked together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still doing well?
He's doing quite well. And he's got me doing tile work now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And how's it going? How are your
I'm
knees? And how's business?
Like anything, it's a work in progress.
How's business for him?
Doing quite well.
It is. What's the name of that?
The trades are definitely seeing some upturns these days, and you guys are in the perfect place to see some amazing trades and some amazing new products. It's great here.
The show opened yesterday, correct?
Yes, it did.
And I'm sure there was a little bit of a challenge for some of those folks getting set up with the snow, but it seems like it got all done.
The visitors are here all weekend. They were here yesterday, and so it was kind of an opportunity for some people to have some real one-on-one time.
Right.
And it was great. Yeah, there were still some hardy souls who were willing to brave the snow, and I'm hoping a lot more people come out today.
And what is the name of your husband's company?
He's with Westwood Construction.
Westwood Construction.
I'll be at the main desk, so if anybody wants to come to the Mega Center today, they can stop by and say howdy as they make their way into the show.
And you'll give tips on setting tile?
I will try. You know what? I think they're actual professional type people here.
Well, just go over and say hi to Leslie Conlon at the main area over there. Nice to see you.
Please do. Nice to see you.
Very nice.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, it's time for our Noodaloo 2. It's a little late, but we just, you know, it's when you do these things, you get a little behind. What I'm holding in my hand right now is a snow shovel. And you don't have to keep applying for the snow shovel. I'll turn the light off. And this is our Noodaloo 2 to learn more.
Don't you love a good snowfall? So peaceful, serene, white, and so fun to shovel. But what's your shovel like? Is it super sturdy? Can you put it under the seat of your car for emergencies? Does it have teeth? I bet you answered no to most of those questions, but hey, if you have this week's Noodaloo 2, you'd have answered yes. This week's Noodaloo 2 is the Demos Stealth Shovel. The Stealth Shovel is a pro-quality, packable, converting-to-sized, all-terrain multi-tool for shoveling, raking, and biting through hard surfaces like ice and hard-packed snow. It can be used all year for activities ranging from, of course, shoveling, but also skiing and snowboarding in the winter to gardening and landscaping in the summer. The Stealth features a collapsible, adjustable shaft that allows for easy use and storing. Its durability is due to the fact that it's made of T6061 aluminum, the material used to make airplanes. And if the Stealth isn't enough for you and you need something bigger and more bad, they've made the Stealth's big brother, the Alpha Shovel. Picture this. Remember when you were a kid and you could make monsters out of just about any object in your room at night? Like you'd be staring at your dresser and all of a sudden it would grow teeth and want to eat you. Stay with me. That's kind of what these shovels remind me of. They just look mean, and they have really sharp teeth. The Stealth goes for $89 and the Alpha for $109. You can find out more at DMOS Collective, Demos Collective. And, of course, I will put a link up on Lou's Facebook page. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It kind of does look like a monster's face, right, when I hold it up like that, right, with the teeth? So, I'm not quite sure what these two holes are for. They look like the eyes of the whole thing. But this... It is made in Utah, isn't it? Was I crazy or no?
Jackson Hole.
Like I said, Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Close enough.
It's closer to Utah than we are.
You're right.
Okay, so this is an American-made shovel, and this is the bigger one. What's the bigger one called?
The Alpha is the big one, and the little lower one is the small.
So you clip this thing in here, okay, and... This shovel, all this handle with the teeth and everything, all clips in, okay? And then you just extend it out like that, and I'm holding this shovel. It's got this red handle, and I think that the face of it kind of looks like the face of an old steam shovel. It's got teeth on it that you can dig out, and what I mentioned when we were talking about this on our New York show, the thing with the teeth on it, you're not going to, like, get the driveway licked clean, right? Because it's not like a straight edge. But, you know, after you did all the shoveling and then the snowplow comes on the street and it shovels all that hard snow and it's heavy and the big chunks are there, and then you go take your big snow shovel that you use for lifting the snow and you break it because it's too big, the stuff's too heavy. This one, and the smaller version in particular, I think, is perfect for that. So it's like your specialty tool. Like if you were a carpenter, like I was, you own more hammers than you ever purchased, right? You have all these different hammers, and the hammers have specific jobs. Like you have a trim hammer, you have a framing hammer, everything like that. This is your specialty shovel, the Demos, which stands for do my own stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's American-made in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, like I said. And this big one's $109 and the smaller one's $89, and I think it's awesome. So check that out. Some participating Ace stores like ours in Villa Park and Edgebrook sell them. And you can also find them online. So that's our Noodaloo 2 for this week. Very nice. By the way, for our listening audience, I was looking. There's a lot of nice people. Give yourself a hand for coming out this morning. You're all so nice for coming out. And some... Poor kid, two kids got dragged here by their dad, and I said, how did you get this kid here? And the kid said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He was promised donuts and didn't get any donuts. So I feel for you, young man, I really do. I'd like to tell you that you're going to benefit because of this somehow. I can't figure out why or how that's going to work out, but you know what? It builds character getting up in the morning, right? Maybe there's a nap later for you, so, or right now. Anyway, thank you so much. All right, 312-981-72 is our phone number. Any kinds of questions you have, as well as the audience, we'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Welcome back. You know that it would be untrue. Our live broadcast today is from the Old House, New House Home Show, sponsored by the Lindeman Chimney Company. Schedule your appointment at cleanfireplace.com. In just a minute, we'll talk to Michael Bodart, who is the president of the Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Company. But first, let's go back to your phone calls at 312-981-7200. And on the phone line right now is William, who's in Wisconsin. Hey, William, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Okay, I got a patio that's about 30 feet by 12, and it's cement. And over the years, I've painted it, and painted it four or five different times, and now I've put carpet over it, got carpet glue over it, and carpet. So what can I do to brighten that up, you know? If I'm going to take that old carpet off, and the paint underneath is peeling, and the glue is on it, is there anything I can do for that?
Okay, so you want to take the carpeting off.
Yes.
And then you want to reestablish the concrete? You want to like start right over again, or you want to try and cover it again?
Okay. Well, I don't want to put no more carpet over if I don't have to.
Okay. All right, so here's the thing. And you glued that carpet down, right?
Yes, and it's got old paint over it too where I painted it.
You painted the carpeting.
I painted the cement floor before.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Okay, couple things. First of all, the best time to pull that carpeting off is right now while it's cold, because that adhesive that's there is probably going to be pretty rigid, and I think that if you can get underneath it and kind of pull up on one section or use a some type of like a scraper underneath there, you'll probably be able to pull it up now more effectively than when it warms up. So that's step number one. Then I would rent a, if you go to a rental house, you can rent a large oscillating floor sander. So have you ever used like a quarter sheet palm sander? You know, an electric sander. Well, you know, it's a palm sander that you use a quarter sheet of paper on, and this is like a giant version of that, almost like a floor buffer you see them use at the grocery store. But it's a sander.
Okay.
It's a sander. You can get some pretty aggressive paper on there, like a 60 grit paper on there, and you're going to take that, and you're going to sand the entire surface of that patio, that's that concrete patio. That's going to probably do a pretty good job of getting the adhesive off and most of the loose paint. Okay? Then once you get a nice, relatively smooth finish, which will probably be a little bit of bare concrete and the paint as well, you don't need to get it all up. There's a product that Rust-Oleum makes called Rock Solid, which is a they make it for concrete and they make it for decks. And the concrete product, they have a brand new version of it that includes a primer. So you're going to put the primer down first, and after that adheres, then you're going to go ahead and put the Rock Solid over the top of it. You get a nice finish, and I think you're going to get a lot more durability out of it than what you've had in the past.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You just got to do the work.
Wow. Okay.
All right, William, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate everyone calling in at 312-981-7200. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. Joining me up on the stage is Michael Bodart, who's the president of the Lindeman Chimney Company. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Lou.
Thank you for sponsoring our broadcast, along with our friends over at Green Tea Services. Now, before we do anything, and I can take some credit for, you know, an amazing idea that you finally took advantage of, Marlene has passed out to the crowd the Lindemints, okay? So you and I met how many years ago?
Probably 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
And I think that the Lindemint idea came like a year later, right? And somehow we were reading some commercials, and I said, Lindemint, Lindemint, Lindemint. Boy, you guys should do Lindemints. And you kind of laugh like, ha, 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 he's so funny. And then nothing ever came of it. And then mysteriously a box showed up years later, like just recently, within a few months ago, of this little, it looks like a little house, okay? So it's a little house with a chimney. Now, my original idea, I actually like this idea better. My original idea was like a little silver, like a chimney that looked like a brick chimney that you'd pop the top off of the tin. But I like this better because, can I tell you something? You sent me a box. I put these Lindemints in just about every jacket that I have now. It's plastic. The chimney opens up. That's how you get the mints out of the chimney, right? That's good marketing right there. And the mints are, people are applauding your good marketing. The mints are lined up there. I don't know who the person is that got those mints in there because they just fit inside there. It's like very flat. And it says Lindemann Chimney Company, refreshing Linda-Mints. Genius. How about a round of applause for this? This is Marketing 101. I love this. This is fantastic. You kids that are going to business school right now, it starts right here with mints. My only suggestion is that you could do a little something with where you said, we clean your chimney and your mouth. Something like that.
Okay. We'll do the next run with
you. Yeah, next run. All right. But speaking of the next run, something else you just mentioned to me is you guys have been, okay, Lindemann Chimney Company has been around since the 60s?
Yeah, 1969.
And give us a little history about the company.
So Gary Lindemann was a firefighter on the North Shore, and like a lot of firefighters, on his off day, he learned how to clean chimneys. He worked one day in the fire department, and then he had 48 hours off. I think they still rotate the same way across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to be industrious. He learned how to clean chimneys. And in the late 60s, early 70s, he started, you know, a chimney service company. Had his son working for him and a nephew, and it has grown into the largest chimney service company in the country.
Well, back in 1968, it was not unlike what we saw Bert do in Mary Poppins, right? It was a very basic, we take a brush, we go down and make a huge mess, and, I mean, it isn't like what you guys are doing now.
Yeah, so we're availing ourselves of all the technology you would imagine. So we're scanning all of the chimneys with cameras. We're transmitting those camera images onto a Bluetooth device, capturing those so that we can show the homeowner in real time what the inside of the chimney is going on, so we can check the integrity.
Don't I have this right? Did you guys sort of help create the technology? Like, they take a smartphone, I'm holding my smartphone right here, and they put it in this apparatus, and the guy who's in your living room or your family room where the chimney is, he takes that phone up and then can rotate the phone and uses the camera on the phone to inspect the chimney. Didn't you guys help kind of develop that?
Yeah, we did. So the technology had existed for several years, but it was really putting a closed-circuit TV on a rod in your fireplace, and it was pretty cumbersome, and it was cables and little black and white monitors, and we thought, well, geez, all of these phones in everybody's pockets transmit images via Bluetooth. They're high def. They have a light source on them.
Mm-hmm.
What if we just created a plastic case, put that plastic case on a chimney rod, and used that to put up the chimney? We developed a product. It's called Smart Scan. It's a very popular device that's used in our industry now. So all of our technicians are using that technology, which is pretty cool, because then when you transmit an image onto an iPad or a Chromebook, the image is right there that we can incorporate, email the customer, turn into estimate documentation and whatnot.
And it really helps you, too, with the fact that you put it on this kind of this flexible rod that you had up in there. With that camera, you can determine, like, wow, I went up, and about 6 feet up, here is this crack that we need to address, or 8 feet up. I mean, you really have the ability to understand exactly where the breaches or the problems may occur.
Yeah, and it really helps when we're obviously doing the inspections. It helps if there's an insurance adjuster that needs to be looking at documentation.
Right.
It's we can't imagine doing without it. Every chimney we look at, we provide that service to, with no extra charge.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about chimney, a little bit more about cleaning chimneys, and then I want to switch gears because you do more than that. You and I spoke on the phone recently, and your recommendation for a homeowner that burns wood in their fireplace, how often should that chimney be cleaned?
So the general inspection interval is a year, right? So it's an annual inspection, and that's for any really solid fuel appliance, right? So your fireplace is a solid fuel burning appliance. So the industry would like that looked at every year. If you burn a lot of wood, that interval can shrink down to a couple of cords of wood, because what we're really trying to do is avoid the buildup of creosote to a level that itself can become a fuel source.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to have people get it done every year, have us look at it. If they are serious wood burners and are using their fireplace a lot, probably every cord or every two cords would be a safe interval.
What about people that have gas fireplaces?
So gas fireplaces, assuming that they were inspected and that flue system is intact prior to changing that wood-burning fireplace over to gas, gas fireplaces do not burn wood. They don't generate creosote. They do not need ongoing cleaning because they are producing a little bit of that black soot, but they're not producing creosote, which would be a dangerous fuel source inside of its structure.
All right, so since 1968, we've been cleaning chimneys all over the place. As you and I mentioned, I've mentioned this on the air, I was using Lindeman Chimney when I was a remodeling contractor back in the northern suburbs. I saw your trucks back then a long time ago and did business with them. And then here, you know, we end up meeting years later, and here you're part of the show and WGN Radio. Your business has evolved to be much more than just chimney sweeping. Now you're doing complete fireplace remodels. So, I mean, you even joke a little bit in your ads about, you know, 1975, that look, which I totally know what that looks like. And you guys can change that.
Yeah, so we've recently rebranded the service company to include the word fireplace. So we're now known as Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. I think this was an idea that we had talked about when we met about 7 years ago.
I'm giving away all the good ideas. So like, what's left for me? I give them the mints. I tell them to change the name of the company. What's left for me?
Our strategy is just to really just listen to Lou.
Lindsay, I'm amazing. And I'm still late.
So we've been in the, you know, the Chicagoland's nicest homes, we like to think, for a long, long time. We're in beautiful homes every day. It's not uncommon to see the house go through lots of stages of remodeling.
Sure.
Kitchens, bathrooms, rec rooms, right? It seems like the fireplace is among the last on the list to get remodeled. If you have a 1975 home, chances are your fireplace looks original to the home. Your kitchen and bathrooms don't, but your fireplace does.
Right.
So we have been offering those services more and more. We've directly advertised for those services. We're undertaking those projects every day now, where people are gutting that 1975 or 1985 looking fireplace and putting in linear direct vent fireplaces, beautiful stonework, incorporating cabinetry and whatnot. So we're going to be at the show here this weekend. We have some pictures and some brochures that we can talk to you about.
And you can also talk to this woman who's sitting up here next to me, because you live in a house that was built in the late 50s.
Yep.
And you have, and it's a lovely home, and you've been doing work on it. You remodeled your kitchen. I know you've got some bathrooms that you and David want to remodel. You've redone the floors. You just did a bunch of interior doors in your home. But what's the thing that you're most happy about?
I really love my new fireplace that we finally did just this past fall, and it really is life-changing. Because I just love fireplaces in general.
Right. But the problem was, is that fireplace, when you had it inspected, there were some issues
right.
with it.
And so I wanted the one where you just click it, you know, and it goes on, which we got. And it really is awesome. We use it every single day.
Who did that work?
Oh, my friends at Lindemann.
Yeah. She really likes it. Like, she calls me and says, oh, I just turned my fireplace on.
I take,
on.
Like, pictures of my feet by it.
Yeah.
Look at my new fireplace.
Right. Right. Yeah. And she's got holes in her socks. It's not a good picture of her
it
feet.
It is warm.
But the fireplace looks fantastic. Yeah.
We'd like to see that.
Well, that's great. It's awesome. I only wish you guys continued success. And I do know, and I can say this because, you know, this goes way back, right, for me. I'm fortunate enough that I get to work with people that I want to work with. And I knew about your reputation long before you were advertisers. And I heard from people that used your company and were really happy with the workmanship. And so, you know, you talk about the fact that it's a name you can trust. It is true. So if people want to learn more, they can certainly come out here and see you guys at the home show. But they can also contact you how.
So our website is cleanfireplace.com, and you can call the office at our main number, and that's 847-918-7994.
Michael Bodart is the president of the Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Company. Thank you so much for joining us, and
thanks
have
so
a great weekend.
Thanks, Lindsay.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for some quick advice or project assistance, home shows are where it's at. Your one-stop shop for all things home improvement. That's right, all under one roof. The same roof we happen to be under right here at the Old House, New House Home Show at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Today's live broadcast from the Old House, New House Home Show is sponsored by Lindemann Chimney Company. Schedule your appointment at cleanfireplace.com. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And if you have any questions in the audience, we have a microphone we can pass around. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and talk with, I'm sorry, Kathleen in Libertyville. Kathleen, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi there. Hi, Lou. Okay, I have a question. I've got two pieces of hardy board siding that I need to get replaced. They're about 6 feet wide or long. Is this an easy thing to do?
How many boards?
Two.
Huh. I mean, it's not difficult to do, but it's not going to be an inexpensive thing to rally somebody to come out and do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm having problems with.
Where do you live?
Libertyville.
Okay. I mean...
And how do they do this? Do they just take the caulking off on the sides and then...
Yeah, these are horizontal pieces of siding?
Yes.
Yeah, are they low?
Yes.
Oh, well...
It's like a very easy job.
Yeah, they're going to come out, they'll cut out those two boards, they'll be able to slide in new boards into that place. You're up in Libertyville. Who am I going to send you in Libertyville? Go to NARI.org, NARI.org. Okay? That's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And look for siding contractors that are part of their network. And I bet you'll find somebody to come out and make that repair.
Okay, like $1,000, are we saying?
No, it's probably a $500 proposition, would
okay,
be my guess, okay? Do me a favor, hang on a second, because you've been hanging on so long. We're going to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature in your home's air with your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Rose is in Arlington Heights. Hi, Rose. You're on WGN. Oh, never mind. How about Pete in Roselle? That's what it was. See the Roselle and the Rose? I got those things confused. Pete in Roselle. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. How are you today?
You know anybody named Rose?
A sister.
You have a sister named Rose?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I have a small world as that. I have an aunt named Rose.
See, it is a very small world.
It is. How can I help you?
My problem is very insignificant compared to some of those people have calling in, but it's driving us mad. We have a resident mouse in our house for 13 months. I've spent $1,000 trying to trap or kill this mouse, and I can't do it. I've tried everything. Exterminators, the internet, every device or trap known. I was hoping you may have some little trick device that could help me get rid of my cohabitator.
Where is this roommate primarily at? In the basement, in where, or everywhere?
No, he's in all in the house. And mice are supposed to be basically blind and follow the baseboard. This mouse has been here for so long, he knows the lay of the land. He cuts legs when he crosses the room. He goes anywhere he feels like going.
Right, he's like a Roomba. He can go anywhere. Yeah. Right.
That's right.
Okay, and so you've tried, I always get in trouble when I say this kind of stuff, but you've tried the glue traps, right?
Yes, I have.
All right, and this mouse is just smart enough not to go around it, or to go around
it. That's correct.
Okay.
I have 27 poisonous traps placed around my home, placed there by an exterminator for the last 2 months, and he won't bite.
And is he or she coming out? I bet it's a she because she's smart. If it was a guy, he'd be long gone.
Right.
Is she bold enough that you see her in the middle of the day?
Sometimes. Mostly in the evening.
Okay. Okay. Are you familiar with a repellent called Mouse Magic?
Mouse Magic. No,
it's a product by Bonide, and they make these packets of it's almost a spearmint smelling package. And so mice and rodents don't like that odor. And so along with all these different traps that you have, in the areas where you think this mouse might be coming from, a hole or a break in the siding, whatever it may be, you're going to place a few of these around the home. You're not really going to smell them. You'll smell them when you first open it up. But they don't like this repellent whatsoever. And in areas where you see evidence of the mouse, if you see any droppings anywhere here or there, you want to try and place those as well. Now, the glue traps, when placed properly, eventually they'll go across there, but it's a tough one. And a lot of people say it's really cruel, and I'll let you decide whether or not you try and do that or not. But if you try this Mouse Magic in the corners and areas, they don't like that smell, and they will eventually go somewhere else. Now, the problem is it's winter, and so they may put up with it a little bit, but it might help direct them towards some of the bait, depending on where you place it. Mouse Magic by Bonide.
Bonide. Mouse Magic by Bonide.
You're in Roselle?
Yes.
You got a good ace in Roselle.
Yeah, we do. We have a few.
Yeah, they carry it there.
Good. I'm surprised they have not recommended that product.
Who hasn't?
I bought everything else from them.
Oh, they haven't. Oh, okay. Well, because a lot of times people are like, I just want to get rid of it. And the repellents tend to be something where people are like, oh, I don't want to kill the mouse. I just want him to go somewhere else. And so, I mean, I'm on your side. But this is going to help direct them to those other places.
We have sealed the home on the perimeter extensively.
Yeah. Well, then you got them. You got them right where you want them. They can't leave now.
I got them where I want them.
Yeah, you got them right where you got them, right where you want them. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate your phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. My name's Lou Manfredini. We're here live at the Old House New House Home Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Our live broadcast from the Old House New House Home Show is sponsored by Green Tea Total Home Services. All the indoor and outdoor home services you need with one phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. But we also have a question from a gentleman in the audience. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Mike from Batavia.
Hi, Mike from Batavia.
I like your choice of wardrobe, too.
Well, thank you very much, my Misericordia. Yeah. It's Valentine's Day vest.
Right vest.
Very nice.
Shirt.
Yep.
Very nice. I have two questions. First, we're thinking about resurfacing or refinishing our cabinets and countertops.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the show after this.
Yep.
What are some of the do's or don'ts? What should I look for from different contractors, type of thing?
So, you know, the thing when it comes to resurfacing a kitchen is you want to make sure that you like your cabinet layout, okay? So if you like the cabinet layout, the drawers and everything works, you know, then that's good. That's great. And a lot of these companies will come out and be able to repaint. They'll typically take the doors off of the cabinets. They'll take that back to their shop because they're going to typically spray them. And they'll come back and spray the frames themselves and get that looking nice. Now, as far as the resurfacing of the countertops, I think that for my money, if you're going to save the money on resurfacing your cabinets, I would invest in a new counter. And I think that that really ties the whole look together. Now, there are companies that will come out, and they can put a countertop right over your existing countertop. Or they can paint finish that. Problem is, that is a surface that gets a lot of abuse. And long term, I think that you're going to pay a little bit for the money you're saving in the fact that it's not going to be as durable. So you can, you know, you can resurface kitchen cabinets for, you know, anywhere from, let's say on average $5,000. I'm just going to throw that. That's, you know, maybe $5,000-$6,000 depending on the size of your kitchen. If you were going to do new kitchen cabinets, you'd probably spend $20,000, you know, by the time you're all said and done. If you did that coupled with new countertops and maybe a new sink and faucet, you'd be amazed at how nice that kitchen looks.
Right. Okay. And now, there's this one vendor we're considering looking at today. We heard it on the radio. Miracle Method?
Miracle Method.
Is that
right?
Pretty reliable?
So they're a company that does a lot of kitchens and baths. The kitchen portion is something that they specialize in that's they have a nice track record of what they use and what they do, and so it's definitely worth a look.
Fast. I want to drill through metal, and I have a titanium drill bit. I was told I need to get drilling lubricant.
Well, what? How thick of a piece of metal are you drilling through?
It's a hollow. It's a leg for a marimba. So it's hollow, but it's probably 2 inches by 2 inches.
It's hollow?
Yeah.
You don't need a new oil.
No, okay.
No, just don't stand on the drill.
Right, okay.
When you're doing it.
All right.
And then we'll, had we had enough time, you'd perform the marimba with us here. Right. But the problem is it only has three legs. Okay. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Gene is in Palos Heights. Hi, Gene. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. You're the best. You're a Saturday morning tradition here in our house.
Thank you.
I just had a new roof and the ice guards put in, or whatever you guys call them, and they did a great job. But I noticed on my gutters, I had the tops put on the gutters to keep the leaves from getting in there.
Yeah.
And this year, as I'm sitting in my garden room, I'm looking at icicles that are like longer than I've ever seen before. Could that be from the gutter guards keeping the water from flowing?
Yeah, so, okay. When you come with any kind of gutter cap over the top of any gutters, there is, depending on what happens with the weather, you can have a problem. You can have a problem with ice damming, not ice damming, but icicles forming. Because the snow sits up there. If you have a little heat escaping from the attic space, which could be adding to this problem, without the gutter, you probably had ice in the gutter cap, rather. Without that, you probably had ice forming in the gutter, and you never saw it.
Okay.
Now, because the water can't get in there, that's where you're seeing. Now, when you see these icicles, are you noticing if you go out into the backyard where you've got a buildup of ice on top of the roof?
No. No, it's basically on the gutters, Lou.
Just on the gutters. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is it in an area where you have to worry about, you know, that you're worried that if you walked under it, the thing could impale you, like in that scene from Ghost? Everybody remember that scene?
Yeah. Right? No, I go out there with I trim them pretty well. I keep that from happening. We have two dogs, and
yeah.
I still love my wife, and I don't want her to go out there and get
hurt. There you go. Well, it's a good thing to say on the radio. So, yeah, don't worry. Just keep an eye on it. If all of a sudden you start to see issue where it's coming up onto the roof, I mean, the ice and water shield protection is going to help you. But just keep an eye. If it gets worse than that, then you got to think about addressing it by adding some insulation to the attic space or using some sort of calcium chloride ice melt, roof melt pucks on top of that area.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up. Before I put the caps on the gutters, I used to go to Ace, the great guys and all that, and put those pucks, those chloride pucks in the gutters, and it worked fine.
Yeah, but you can still use them. It will not harm your roof.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Lou, thanks, and keep up the good work. Thanks.
I appreciate you calling this morning. Is the movie Ghost, is that what I'm talking about? With the where Patrick Swayze dies, and then the guy from, what's the TV show with the, what's the TV show where he's the president now? He's on the air right now. You know, on ABC with, what's her name, Kerry Washington. Scandal, right? He's the president. He's from Ghost. Remember, he opens up the window, and the window impales him and kills him?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that scene? That's what you don't want to have happen with the ice.
No.
See where it's coming full circle?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Stay with me, people. I know it's early.
We're all trying.
Here we go. We're live at the Old House, New House Home Show. Welcome back. Our live broadcast from the Old House, New House Home Show, sponsored by Green Tea Total Home Services. All the indoor and outdoor home services you need with one phone call. Up on stage, joining me right now is Tonya Corey, who is, well, Tonya, what is your exact title over there at the Green Tea headquarters?
I am the owner. My husband and I own Green Tea Services.
All right, so you're the owner and your husband does what you tell him to do, hopefully?
Most of the time.
All right, good. All right, well, thank you for joining us and for sponsoring our broadcast. Now, Green Tea, you are a company, as I've watched you and listened to a lot of your advertising as well as the things that you've been promoting, you're a company that's evolving, right? Talk about a little bit of your history of how you started and kind of how you're growing.
Yes. Well, my husband Joe and I started our company with literally one man and one truck.
Was his name Joe?
His name was Joe. And Joe was the service, and I was the office. And after many, many 15-hour days and sleepless nights, we now have over 27,000 customers in the Chicagoland area, and we employ over 150 local residents. And I love to share that. Thank you. I love to share that story.
And Joe is this big. I'm holding up my pinky because those 27,000 people, they're working him like a dog. No, go ahead.
But I love to share that story, not to brag about Green Tea, but to brag about America. Because for me, that's what America is.
Yes, it is.
So we are very proud of how we contribute to the local economy and provide jobs, people to provide for their families. So that's what we work really hard to
do. That's awesome. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. That's great.
Okay, so Joe, one Joe and one lady in the office, when you started, you were mostly doing lawn care, correct?
Correct. We started in lawn care.
And that was sort of this, and it's a good business, and there's plenty of opportunity to do maintenance and install. But then as you expanded into other areas, talk about the other parts of your business and how it's grown.
So our employees are very important to us, and we started with lawn care, the fertilizing and weed control, and it's a very seasonal business, obviously.
Right.
And most companies lay off their employees in the winter. We did not want to do that. Again, we believe in people working, earning a living. So that's how we originally diversified. We took a group of our employees and we trained them in carpet and floor cleaning. And that was the first time that we diversified. So now we have work year-round. So we have lawn care, landscaping, carpet and floor cleaning. I just met a gentleman who had his tile cleaned. Thank you for your business. We do window replacement. We do air duct cleaning. You just heard the commercial on garage doors, landscaping outside, patios and decks. So really when we say, our vision has been from the beginning, when you have a home service need, think of Green Tea. Because the majority of our customers use our other services. Because it's hard to find a company that you can trust.
Right.
So a lot of companies start using us with lawn care. they're happy that we do quality service for affordable prices, and then they use us for the services inside the house, and that's how we've grown so much.
Okay, now this sounds all too good to be true, and you know, for our listening audience, the thing is this is a big stick, you know, WGN Radio. It reaches far and wide. Talk to me a little bit about the service area that Green Tea handles.
So we do the entire Chicagoland area, including Chicago, depending on the service.
Okay. So depending on what it is, it's the type of thing that if they contact you and say, I need this,
right,
it could be something that you do in that area as well.
Absolutely. The best way is just to call the office or go to the website, greenteaservices.com.
And what's the office number?
805-GREEN-TEA.
There you go. Well, I figured you knew that.
I do the commercials, the voiceovers.
Really? We wouldn't have known that.
You know, they say, I started doing them a couple years ago, they say if the business of the owner of the business does the commercials, you get a much better return. And we have found that to be true. I mean, people want to hear a real person.
Absolutely.
From the real company.
Right.
So
no, I agree. Okay, so this thing keeps evolving. We started, you said you started with the lawn care, then you went into floor cleaning and maintenance there, and now you I know you've got a garage service, you're doing windows, exterior repairs, right?
Or replacement.
Replacement, so siding.
Yes, siding.
Windows. Mm-hmm. Are we doing roofing?
We're not doing roofing. We do remodeling in the inside.
Okay. Give me some examples of that.
Kitchen and bath.
Okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got a booth here at the Old House, New House Home Show.
Yes, we have a very large booth that I hope everyone can stop by. I think most everyone in this room has a green tea bag, and we have lots of free green tea bags at the booth.
Is that the green tea bag right there?
It is, and it's filled with goodies.
Now, I would have thought it would have been green.
Well, it has our green tea
logo on there.
Logo.
Now, listen, just in case, you know, if you were listening, you know, the Lindemans was my idea, right? So for Linda Mintz,
oh,
right? And it took them a while to kind of make this all happen.
That's a great idea.
So give me some idea. I'll come up with something on the green tea thing.
Okay. Do you know why it's called green tea?
No.
So
your name
started...
is Tonya.
Good job.
Well, I'm.
Yeah. Remember.
I'm amazing. Remember we established that, right? Right. Lindsay, I said that now why Lindsay's not here because she'll say I'm late. So I'm going to say Tonya has something to do with it.
Yeah, so green because we started in lawn care, and then tea for Tonya, which I thought was kind of romantic.
Oh, very nice. And you're wearing kind of a green jacket.
Yes.
Right. So we're going to start next time with green bags. What did we talk about this? What?
Green tea bags. Did we talk about that already?
We're talking about the bags.
Green tea bags.
Do you do that? Bags of green tea? Have you ever thought about that?
We have thought about that.
Yeah.
And people, when I tell them I'm the owner of green tea, they're like, oh, I love green tea. I'm like, great. And like, so, yeah, we
perfect.
Drink it.
Perfect. Then when they say that, just say, great, got to go. And just don't even, that's it. Just say that, right? And say,
yeah.
And it's, so you can say, like, green tea services.
Yes.
Like, people love green tea. And then you say, and it's good for you. And then you leave. See what I mean? Just stop.
Yeah, I need to be taking notes.
I know. That's a story. Dory, we're recording all of this. Tonya Corey is the co-owner of Green Tea Services. When you come out to the home show, please stop by their booth. You can see all the services that they offer. And if you need more information, go to their website, which is...
GreenTeaServices.com.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. Time for Lou's last call. Before we get to our last caller, did you visit the By the Yard showroom in Vernon Hills last year, and did you make your wish list? Well, it's time to get your wish list out. It's sale time at By the Yard now through February 25th. Save on everything in-store, gliders, tables, chairs, fire tables, planters, rocking chairs. By the Yard manufactures outdoor furniture that meets three criteria. One, it has to be maintenance-free, in other words, no painting or staining. Two, it has to be long-lasting, meaning decades. Three, what they make and how they make it has to be good for the environment. Don't miss your chance to save. You won't see prices like this again for months. Have your furniture as soon as the weather warms up. Order at buytheyard.net or call 847-793-0303. That's 847-793-0303. Or visit their Vernon Hills showroom and save on furniture and delivery. Can't get to Vernon Hills? You can test drive at the Old House, New House Home Show in St. Charles. That's this weekend. They've got a booth set up here as well. And by the way, I got their catalog in the mail. Their catalog is amazing. The catalog is like the nicest thing you ever want to see, this furniture. It's like looking at these beautiful pictures of this amazing furniture. Our last call, by the way, is sponsored by our friends at Townstone Financial. And our last caller is Christy in Addison Park. Christy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for finally taking me. I'm calling because I've got a weird thing going on. My basement windows are glass block. I had them replaced about 6 years ago when I moved into the house. It's just a Chicago-raised ranch, no big deal. But in the last couple days, I've had two of them cracking to the point where I can be sitting on the couch down in the family room and hearing it. I covered them with tape because I couldn't think of anything better to do right now with the weather like it is.
Right.
But I want to know why it's happening before I get them fixed this spring.
Where these windows are, is the basement finished or unfinished?
It's finished. Okay. And I did have the driveway poured, which is right next to the ones that are actually doing it, about 2 years ago.
Driveway poured. And tell me the relationship. I'm sorry?
But I don't think they did the greatest job on the driveway because it's actually got a couple little fissures and cracks and stuff in it too. But
okay, and where the driveway meets the wall of the house, how close is that concrete to the bottom of the window?
It's adjacent to the sill.
Adjacent to the sill.
Touching, basically.
So it is touching the sill of the window, which is like a piece of limestone.
Yeah. And when you look at the cracked last year.
Okay, well, then that's what it is. When you look at the concrete that meets the sill, is there any expansion joint there? Or does the concrete go right next to the sill?
I think it's actually right next to it. I'm not entirely certain. There's a little snow in my way.
No, understood. My guess is when you peel the snow away, if you see that the concrete is touching the sill, my guess is that without expansion, that concrete is expanding and contracting, it's pushing against the sill, which now the glass block window, when they build them and they put them in there, they grout them, so it almost becomes a structural piece. It's not truly structural, but it's rigid. As that sill moved, it causes stress on the glass block, so that's where the issue is coming. So the way to fix this is you're going to have someone come and cut along that windowsill where the concrete is so that I have a gap, like a 3/8 of an inch gap, and they can put in what's called expansion into that so that when the concrete expands and contracts, because it will continue to do that, it doesn't affect your glass block window.
Now, where I don't have the windows, the driveway is right up against the house. Is it possibly causing problems with my foundation, too, that I just can't...
I mean, it's probably pushing against it, but you're not seeing evidence of it because of it's just a wall. So there's nothing there to show you that there's a problem. And so I would just keep an eye on that because there should be expansion joint where the concrete meets the house. That's the whole reason that it's there. It's like a little piece of like tar impregnated felt that takes that little bit of movement so that it doesn't push it away there. And if you notice that that's not there as well, that same person that's going to come and cut that concrete out and put the expansion by the windows should do that along that area along the house as well. Hang on one quick second for hanging on so long. We're going to send you out an Apt gift card, Pleasing People since 1936. You can visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. Thank you so much, all you people, for coming out here today. I really appreciate it. And I'd also like to say thank you to the Old House, New House Home Show, Kennedy Productions, Laura McNamara, and the newest member, Leslie Kylene, Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace, the Green Tea Services folks, engineer Bob Ferguson and Ernie here doing a fine job, Kevin McDonough, Karen Moss on our sales team, Rick and Marlene Wells, Cassara Henning producing back at the studio, and Lindsay Smithwick, producer extraordinaire of the Mr. Fix-It Show. Enjoy the show, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Drive carefully out there.